You have been touching me all day. Everywhere we went, I'd find one or both of your hands on me. On my hips, my waist, my shoulders. And don't think I didn't notice how you'd slip your hand down to lay your palm flat on my ass. Or how you'd come up behind me, pretending to give me a sweet hug, but then discreetly trail your hands up to accidentally cup my breasts. You're not that slick, my love. So tonight, I wanted to teach you a lesson in appreciation, a punishment of some sort. Now, it's not that I'm annoyed by all the attention. I love it. Crave it, in fact. How you stake your claim on me by pulling me close to your side by my waist, shooting a look to any other guy who passes by as if to say, she's off limits. I love the fact that I'm protected by you. Treasured and owned. But there are limits to these kinds of things, and I feel like you've been taking advantage of how much freedom you have. Sooner or later, those hands of yours are going to get us into very, very big trouble. And I want to save that trouble for later in the future. For when you tell me that you want to break some public indecency laws. Now sit down. Relax for a bit before I climb up into your lap. Hands off. This is a punishment. Remember? Good boy. Oh, did you not like that? I'm sorry. But I couldn't help myself. And I'm not going to stop. No, hush. I know you're used to being the one calling the shots and all. But I figured it'd be a nice change if we switched things up a little once in a while. Don't you think? So, no fighting. No talking back. I'm in control tonight. And then, by tomorrow, you can go back to being my... Oh. What was it you wanted me to call you again? Daddy? Oh, don't give me that look, baby. If you really didn't want to do this, you would have said something by now. Right? That's right. So, can you be a good boy for me tonight? Will you bend to my every will? Do as I say when I say it. Will you let me pleasure your body whenever and however I see fit? When I see that you've learned your lesson? Good. Now let's begin. Feel my hands slide up your chest and stop at your shoulders. Feel how much smaller they are compared to your much larger ones. Keep your own hands firmly down on the arms of the chair and move your eyes away from my chest. Look into my eyes. Do not look away from me. Now feel my nails dig lightly into your shoulders while I slowly move my hips back and forth over your crotch. I want you to know how it feels to be unable to do what you want, how it feels to be unable to touch and kiss and bite at my skin. Sometimes I think you only touch me to touch me and not feel what you own. What's yours, what nobody else can have. It's almost like you neglect my body. And that really, really hurts. But I'm not mad, baby. Oh no. I know you love me. And I love you too. I just want to make sure you're not taking my body for granted. I can feel your cock getting all nice and hard for me already. It's a shame I won't be touching it for a while. No pouting now. We'll get back to it. In time. Arms up. Good boy. Now, let me slip my hands up that shirt, running my fingers over your stomach, up your chest as the fabric bunches up the more I push it, up and over your head now. Cold? Don't worry. I'll warm you up in just a bit. But for now, let me just lean in and kiss my way down from your jawline and down your neck. You don't mind if I bite you a little, right? Suck a little mark into your collarbone. Oh, baby. You have no idea how much I love tasting your skin. Feeling you warm up under my soft lips. You know, next time I should wear that lipstick you like so much and leave little kiss marks all over you. Now, doesn't that sound like fun? Now, don't mind me, baby, but I'm just gonna shift off your lap a little bit. Keep your hands where they are. That's it. I'm just gonna keep kissing down your stomach. Run my nails down your sides and nip at your skin here and there. I can see your hands tense on the chair. Having a little trouble there, baby? Oh, that's just too bad. I'm not finished yet. Now, let's get these pants open. Now, that's what I like to see. All hard and ready for me. That wet spot at the front tells me that you're just leaking pre-cum already. It's hard, isn't it? Being the one who's told what to do. Trying oh so hard to be a good, obedient boy. To try and earn your reward. I wonder what would happen if I just suckled at your tip through the fabric. Mm-hmm. Keep your hips nice and still for me. Otherwise, I'll have to think of a proper punishment for you. Okay? Good boy. What did I just say? You're not very good at this, are you? Well, even though I know you're new, that doesn't mean I'll take it easy. So that means you're going to be punished. Oh, don't worry. No spankings or anything like that. Just let me tug down your underwear and expose that thick, throbbing cock of yours. Even from here, I can feel how hot it is for me. I bet you want to shove it, the whole length and girth of it, inside my tight, wet little pussy, don't you? You want to make me whimper and whine at how big and thick it is, stretching me out and making me feel every single inch of it? Well, that's too bad. You misbehaved, so I think it'd be an appropriate punishment to not give you my pussy. In fact, I don't think you deserve my mouth anymore either. Oh, baby, don't whine. It just doesn't suit you. And it won't help you either. Though, I will admit that it sounds very, very nice hearing that you want it so badly. Since you're not allowed to feel either of my warm, wet holes, I suppose I'll just torture you with. These. I know you like my tits. How soft and warm they are. So, as your punishment, no hands, no mouth, no pussy. Just your cock nestled in between my breasts. Oh, you're so hot and hard. Does it feel nice like this? Me just pressing them together and the head of your cock just peeking out in between them? What if I move up and down? Like, does that feel good, baby? That's right. You like how smooth they feel, sliding in between them, all your pre-cum getting them all wet and shiny. Oh, you want to move your hips again? You want to fuck my tits all nice and proper? Remember, sweetheart, bucking your hips was what got you punished in the first place. You know, I had actually planned on riding you, sinking down on that throbbing dick and bucking my hips until you came so hard inside me that you forgot your own name. And then I fell felt your release spilling out over my thighs when you pulled out. But you decided to misbehave. Got too greedy, and now we're here. You, unable to move your hands, and me, fucking your cock with my tits as punishment. You'd better be appreciating this. Who knows when I'll ever let this dick of yours be squeezed between my soft pillows again. Don't forget your lesson here. Feel my body. Remember that you, and only you, get to kiss and mark and fuck this body of mine. Appreciate every little bit because it makes me feel good. You're going to learn how to not take this body for granted. It feels so nice. Sliding in and out so easily. And you know how sensitive they are. I think the best part for me is that I can feel every little twitch of your cock between them. Oh, my mouth is just watering just looking at it. Too bad I can't use my mouth on that tip of yours, huh? My nipples are getting all hard too. All wet from the pre-cum that you're spilling everywhere. Stiffening up from the cool air. I bet you want to suck on them too, huh? Just like how I want to suck your cock while you fuck my tits. You want me to go faster? Have you learned your lesson? You want to be a good boy? Beg for it. Ask me nicely. Say, please, can I fuck your tits? I didn't quite catch that. Now one more time. Please, can I fuck your tits? Well, all right then. Is that better? Fucking my tits all fast. I can feel your balls hitting the underside of them. Fuck. Oh, are you getting close, baby? Now, I never said you could come, did I? That's right, baby. You know what to do by now, right? Go ahead. Beg for it. Beg for your release. Say please. Say please let me come for you, princess. Good boy. Let me hear you say it one more time. That's it. Come on, come for me, baby. Come on, come all over my tits. Paint my skin with it. You want it on my face, too? Go ahead, come for me. Come on, give it to me. Good boy. Now give me your hand. That's it. Easy now. Deep breaths. That's it. Just rub it into my skin a little bit while I look it off my face. There we go. Now, was that so hard for you? Well, I'm sure you've learned your lesson by now, haven't you?